Hello, hello everyone. Welcome back to your business marketing podcast. I'm your host, Margie Salas. I am here to make marketing business easy for you. Today's episode, it's about your content marketing, and I have brainstormed a couple of ideas on how we can make content marketing work for you in a very efficient and expensive way. Guys, before I start, I wanna thank all listeners for all your support from my last podcast. I also want to ask kindly for your reviews, and I will give you a shout out on my next podcast. Well, guys, let me get started here. Are you ready? So, we all know that content marketing is one of the most popular and efficient marketing strategies way available out there. But it doesn't mean that this is cheap or inexpensive. If you want to execute high quality marketing strategies, you need to invest either on someone in office or a third party, you know, for them to produce excellent work, or, you know, just your content for your business. It can go from just a couple of bucks to a couple of hundreds to a couple of thousands, depending on how out there or how much content you want to have. Thankfully, there are some ways to save money. I know that sometimes this is hard to believe. At the same time, I thought of it too, but brainstorming, I was able to find this. So you won't find too many people about talking about, you know, how can I save money making content for my marketing plan? Well, some of them just keep it as a secret. Some people just don't talk about it, or some others just simply don't use it. Well, let me get started. Get your pen and paper, because I am going to give you 7 tricks for you to be efficient, saving money on your content marketing strategy. Are you ready? Dun, 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 dun. Reuse all content. You gotta be green. So if you recycle, you know, you recycle. You gotta recycle your content, and it's the same way, the same rules applies. So let's say you had a successful blog a couple of years ago, or just a year ago, and you did really, really well with it. You got a lot of comments, you got a lot of questions, you got people engaged because you wrote something with quality. Well, you can, not because it's outdated or old, you can't reuse it. Always revisit. Why not revisit it and put some power into your content, or simply try to tweak it a little bit where you can answer some questions that were made from this blog that you wrote. Also, you also have to consider that Hello? Hey, I'm coming out. Okay, perfect. I'm coming out. You might want to look into changing the headlines. Making small changes sometimes makes a huge difference. 2, reimagine your content mediums. So if this blog was successful for you, reimagine the article. Now, the blog that you wrote, turn it into an infographics if it's about information, or turn it into a podcast, or you can turn it into a video where you share your opinions and you give more in-depth or actual information as you are updating it. 3, don't just publish your content, promote it. You gotta use this to promote it. How do you promote it? Well, a lot of times we put so much time into creating our blogs. Well, I suggest you use the 80-20 rule, where 80% is all used promoting your blog, and 20% gets it's the time that it should have taken you to create this blog. Once you have that, you can promote it on social media, you can promote it on paid ads, you can conduct influencing marketing, or you can submit it to Reddit or LinkedIn. These are ways for you to promote your blog. All right, we're almost done. Are you ready? Another way to create efficient, valuable content is to try to conduct interviews. There's someone out there that has information that is totally relevant to your business, and this person of knowledge and this influencer will actually add more value to your product. You can actually use it as a medium for you to create a promotion within and enlarge the value of your product. You can share this through video, audio, feeds, write about it, like I said earlier, or even make it into a podcast once again. Also, six, there would be the where you invite guests, contributors. Writers will love to get a chance to gain some exposure. There's some people that are great at what they do, and they will add more value to your blog and your post. Last but not least, crowdsource your contest. Call out to authors within your company or people within your company that know about your blog and your team that are a part of what you do. Ask them to write something for you to give their opinion and their thoughts about it. Guys, I hope you really like this because it gets better by the second. As you all know, I'm a huge fan of data. Like I've said that 100+ times. Once you put these 7 techniques into practice, you have to consider what is your return on investment, or better known as your ROI. Why? Because if it was efficient a year ago or 6 months ago, how efficient is it now that you have made changes, or how relevant is it now? And what are the results that have brought you? So you have to have a way of measure how good it was and how good is now for you to be able to compare both. Look at your data. That way you're able to analyze it and see true results. But most important of it all, you gotta have fun and enjoy the process, because it's really, really cool for you to see how your content has evolved from one thing to another. And while you're at it, just enjoy yourself. Everything is a learning experience. Enjoy it. Guys, I hope you like this podcast. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, you can always contact me. I am here for you. Have a fun, fabulous, great, awesome, fantastic, super duper extra amazing day. Once again, I hope you like my podcast and have a great day. Chaito, bye.